Country Voice and Sing. It was written by Native Floridian James Weldon Johnson, and it's known as the African American National Anthem.
That's Michelle Hearn. She's a senior curator at the Museum of Florida History, and we're standing below a sound bubble. Think of a big glass salad bowl turned upside down and hung 10 feet up in the air. As visitors walk through the gallery, they not only see different displays with photos and artifacts, but they hear different sounds, like Lift Every Voice and Sing, or like Tallahassee civil rights activist C.K. Steele.
We've asked for the privilege of carrying our cause to the people by referendum, depending on the good people of both races to be fair and just in their decisions.
Steele was instrumental in organizing the Tallahassee bus boycott in 1956, and Hearn says Floridians have been at the leading edge of civil rights agitation.
The first sit-in that we know about in the country was down in Miami long before Greensboro, North Carolina sparked the nationwide sit-in movement.
And events in Florida have played a major role in pushing the national civil rights movement forward.
There's St. Augustine, where they had Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested, and there was a lot of pressure with the activism in St. Augustine that led to the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Hearn says the exhibit brings together the different threads of civil rights advocacy in Florida's history, stretching all the way back to Reconstruction. The collection is on display until April 5th of next year. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.